Our first reading from the beginning of the book of the story of Job is the classic expression in the Old Testament of what's often been known as the problem of evil, why bad things may happen to good people. And we arrive at a surprising answer to the book, and that's one that simply says, we don't really know. That's not really the point of the book after all, to figure out an answer to the problem of evil. In fact, in our Christian tradition, it's more appropriate to say you really can't rationalize evil. Instead, what the book points us to is what we also find expressed by Jesus in our gospel today. The best answer to the problem of evil is childlike faith. Pointing us to the mystery of faith. What both Jesus highlights in showing us the child as a symbol of receiving the kingdom of God and the problem of evil is that faith is ultimately a mystery, which is very different from saying we can't know anything about God or God's providence and plans. That's a very much more modern understanding of mystery, where something to be figured out. But in the scriptures, in our faith, mystery is much more something to be lived rather than an answer to be figured out from a complex problem. The greatest answer to the problem of evil in the book of Job is Job himself, who remains faithful in spite of all the calamities and hardships that he endures. This is that childlike faith that Jesus calls us to remain faithful to the Lord, even when we don't have all the answers. Faithful in life, even when we don't have all the answers. It's not about being naive or gullible. It's simply about learning what it means to be a child of God. We don't have all the answers for what life confronts us with, but what we do have, something even better than all the answers in the world, is a loving and merciful God who remains our Father even unto the end.